USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks at a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in West Virginia. Before leaving, the president spoke about immigration outside the White House.
We have one of the few systems where instead of telling people you can't come in, we take them in and we have to bring them through a court system. It is the most ridiculous system in the world. It's obsolete, but that's not the problem. The problem is it's a stupid system.
Former President Bill Clinton was once a guy who used to always be out on the campaign trail and could draw massive crowds and energize the Democratic base. But heading into next week's midterm elections, Democrats are saying thanks but no thanks to the former president. Although former President Barack Obama is out on the campaign trail today in Miami, Florida.
It might be the most important election of our lifetimes. Politicians will always say that, but this time, it's actually true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The U.S. economy added another 250,000 jobs last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says that's around 48,000 more than analysts were expecting.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. And it also showed the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7%. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009, and October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning on signing a comprehensive executive order next week on immigration that will also crack down on fraudulent asylum seekers. And Alec Baldwin was arrested Friday after allegedly punching someone in New York City's West Village neighborhood in a parking spot dispute. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The number of people dying of drug overdoses in the United States continues to climb. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration reports more than 72,000 people died in 2017 from drug overdoses. Catherine Pfaff is with the DEA.
As our acting administrator, Mr. Utham Dhillon, said, this report underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in the United States. The information in the report represents data and critical intelligence from our law enforcement partners that was gathered over the past year.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so that everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, so it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.